Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. My name is Bennett Pomerantz. Oh, God. Pollen season is terrible. It rains, and then all the pollen comes out of hiding and attacks. So if I cough again, it's pollen. I'm not dying. I promise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My guest tonight... How long have I known you, Jan? It's been years, I think.
It has been years.
I was first on shows with her with Marcia Casper Cook. Marcia, if you're listening, hi.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. We didn't forget you, Marcia. We love you. But and now I'm on my own show, and it's great, and it's wonderful, and. And I love Marcia, but don't tell her. She'll go right to her head. But Jan is an author, and I'm going to let her give her bio. But she has a lovely, lovely set of books that drive me crazy. But that's beside the point. That's me. Go ahead,
Jan. Well,
tell them about you.
Thank you, Bennett. Well, I write The Adventures of Roger Dodger Dog. There's 8 books in the series to date. There's actually 26 stories already written, and I'm also working on chapter books of the same series, and I have another series called Ulysses Foster Orbit about some Martians, and I
you
have
made
a bunch
look
of other
like
stories.
Me, right?
What?
You made him look like me, some Martian, right?
Oh, I have to tell you. Well, it's Ulysses Foster Orbit, so that's UFO, and his friend Lincoln and Snob. And I hate to tell you this, but Snob looks just like you.
Okay.
And,
I knew there was one of them that looked like me.
Yeah. Lincoln is
tall
and skinny.
Somebody told me. It describes
Lincoln,
me. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, Lincoln is tall and skinny and green, and Snob is kind of pale and, you know, looks like you. Cute. Snob is cute.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm immortalized in print. Okay.
Yes, you are.
But,
and then I have other stories.
I have a friend that says to me, he says, I'm going to put you in print. And there's this woman is doing a talk show. And guess who the host is? I don't have to tell you. Yeah, I'm like, oh, you know, for 2 lines, I was so famous. Now I'm, you know. I said, I love you too. And she's like, yeah. So, Where did you get the inspiration to write this series?
Oh, that's easy. In 1985, I was living in New Jersey. My children we were getting ready to move, and I started my children at their new school, and I had to drive them 45 minutes every day, and we passed this dog chained to a tree. And it was a beagle dog, and we used to call him Roger Dodger. And I used to make up stories to entertain him for the 45-minute drive. So then in 2000, that was 1985, in 2000-something, my daughter called me and said, those stories used to, you know, make up for us. Do you have them? Because I would like to share them with my children. So, of course, I wrote them all down for her and sent them to her, and she took them to the schools, and the schools loved them, and they said, oh, you have to get them published. So I got them published. I got them illustrated. I got them published, and the rest is history. But it's a labor of love. It's just, you know, my children loved them, and I thought, this is great, you know? And once I had them illustrated, you know, I love the characters. I love their, you know, I love that it's so colorful, and the children love them, and parents love them. So I guess I did something right, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And he's like a family member. So, you know, he's with us all the time. And for a while we were having, you know, travel Rogers, and I have little Rogers and T-shirts and all of that stuff. It's
and
fun.
I didn't get mine.
Oh, well, I'm going to send you one. I'm going to send
extra large.
Oh, I got extra large. You'd be surprised how many adults want a T-shirt.
You realize. Jennifer Church sent me a shirt, and I was going into the hospital for a few days.
Uh-huh.
And everybody said, that is a freaky shirt. Of course, it's Jennifer Chase's cover of her book, and I'm wearing it. And they would say, where did you get it? I said, from the author, Jennifer Chase. And
uh-huh.
this is her new book. And the nurse looked it up.
Ah.
By the way, Jennifer Chase will be a guest here in a few weeks, so it'll be nice.
Yeah,
hi,
awesome.
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Well, don't tell me I don't. It's not that I don't love you, but I love all you, my authors. I really do.
Well, that's good. We all love you,
oh.
too.
Well, okay. I'm going to ask you, because it was just asked from me from Diane 1720. Do you have any merchandise of Roger Dodgers?
Well, I have stuffed Roger Dodgers, and I have T-shirts. And I think that's it. Just right now, we have the Roger Dodger wrist bracelets that go with the books when you buy a book. And that's about it. It's enough. Keeps me busy.
Do you still do schools?
What? Oh.
Have you thought of taking Roger into schools again?
Oh, sure. I also have a 6'6" Roger that goes with me to schools. And we've been reading at schools for years. So with some schools we go back every single year, you know, in the mornings and read to the children. It's fun. We go to libraries. We do. Roger is the mascot for the Charlotte County, Florida Animal Welfare League. So we go to events for them. And we get out quite a bit. It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to apologize now because I know she's missing a great dinner tonight to do this show, and I thank her immensely. Thank you, Jane.
No.
But, I mean, she's bringing me leftovers for tomorrow, right, Jane?
I am. I'm going to bring you leftovers tomorrow. No.
But
I wouldn't miss this. For all the tea in China.
I love talking to this woman. She comes in and it's like I can have the worst day, and she comes on and I'm like, the world is okay.
Oh, you're
now,
very sweet. What?
What is your next big project? Because somebody just asked me that.
Well, my next big project is getting the chapter books published for the Roger Dodger series, and then I'm going to work on the Ulysses Foster Orbit. I'm going to get those illustrated and published because they're really cute. You know, they're a little different because they're aliens and they have a little different skew on things. But they also come down to Earth and they visit Roger Dodger and his friends that, you know. And it all kind of ties in eventually. And then I have...
Are you going to find the universes?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What?
Are you going to combine the universes?
Yes, I am. And Ulysses Foster Orbit's job is he's a space junk man. And he and Lincoln and Snob go around to different galaxies and get their junk and shoot it through a black hole into another galaxy. Then that galaxy calls them. So they perpetuate their own job. So it's kind of cute, the stuff that they do. And what they eat, and they go to Roswell, and then they scare everybody in New York. They buzz New York, so it's fun.
When they come to D.C., have them visit me. I'd love to see them.
Oh, I will. I'll have them buzz you, or beam you up.
Oh,
that
no, please, don't have them beam me up.
Hey,
I'll end up getting caught in a transporter or something. I know my wife.
I know.
I still have bad memories of Star Trek One.
Oh. I
Star Trek motion picture for you people that don't know.
Yeah.
Where the guys got caught in the transporter and couldn't get
them. Yeah. Don't know where they were.
That scares the heck out of me.
Did it? Well, you know, they always got out somehow. They ended up somewhere. I'm surprised it wasn't like The Fly, where he got mixed up with the fly, you know? You don't want to mess around with that stuff.
Help me, help me. Right, okay.
Right, yeah.
And please, okay. I like the original Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Whereas the new one, I don't need to see all the gore, you know?
Yeah, no, Vincent Price was great. That was awesome.
Oh, God. The first
I'm telling
two,
you.
The third one of the British remake or whatever, no.
I didn't even see that. I remember what was one was with Jeff Goldblum.
That's
didn't like
the
that
new
one.
One.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. But Vincent
and
Price, you're right.
The second one still had Gina Davis and
mm-hmm.
the son basically inherited the fly's ability because Gina
mm-hmm.
Davis became pregnant with Jeff Goldblum's.
Oh gosh, I don't think I saw the whole entire thing.
Oh, I'm a fly connoisseur. I don't want to swat one because it's like I'm afraid that's a nuclear scientist coming up.
Oh, you never know.
I know.
You never
David
know.
David Hedison was in the original. At that time, they called him Al Hedison. But still, David Hedison from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. Oh, God. I just, you know.
He was, I don't remember him. I'm going to have to go back and look. I remember him.
In the original Fly.
Yeah.
The Vincent Price Fly. He was the scientist. Vincent Price was the best friend.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Hey, I know these things. Oh, my God.
I know you know.
I have a friend of mine that calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Are you up? No. He says, what's this, that, and the other, a trivia question? And I answer it, and I go back to bed.
Oh, dear.
I have a friend that calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning for this.
Well, you're a good source. As long as you don't
sure
get mad.
That I know. I mean, I love trivia questions. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't want a trivia question.
I know. I don't either. But I love to play trivia. I love trivia. I'm pretty good at it, too. I have all this
information. Oh, I know. Well, no, I got a stumper for you, but we'll talk after the show. I'll give you the stumper. Yeah,
right.
It'll blow your mind.
Really? I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. after the show, we'll talk.
Okay.
These lovely people don't need to hear this now, and they don't need to hear this. 5 months from now when they're going, well, what was the question? What's the answer? You know, no. I've learned that trick on radio. Don't give it to them because if not, they're going to end up messaging or calling at 3 o'clock in the month. Okay.
Oh,
what question was this?
That's funny.
Hey, some of them know my home number. You know, it's like, why call me? You know my home number. Other people, let's not, you know, and pretend
uh-huh.
we did. I mean, we have, go ahead.
I was just going to say that everybody has my number because it's posted everywhere. It's on it's on the internet. It's everywhere. It's like, I don't even know how it got out there, but it's everywhere.
I'm good, but I'm not that good, okay?
Well, people, I have to tell you, people are very respectful. I've had calls, you know, about books and about how to get published and about what works in schools. And so, you know, so many people like you helped me in the beginning. I have no problem helping others. You know, it's karma.
I'll still help anytime you want. You know that.
Right, yeah. Well, that's how I feel about people.
I always love somebody says to me, they said, how do you do this? Because next month I have Yvonne Mason and Jennifer Chase and Jean
mm-hmm.
Maurice Bacusta and Elizabeth Black. And they're like upsellers in ebook, and you, of course. But it's like, how did you get them? I asked them.
Right.
I mean, did you use a special trick or something?
No. It's just like I was talking to somebody and I said I was helping this gal get published and And they said, well, what kind of book is it? And I said, it's a children's book. They said, why would you do that? That's competition. I said, no, it's not competition. She has her own characters and her own thing. I've got mine. Some people are going to like hers. Some people are going to like mine. It's not competition. We're all, I consider ourselves all family. And if you don't
exactly.
look at it that way, you're going to be really upset and really, you know, you're going to get bitter. But I have fun helping other people. I don't think, I don't know about other people, but I, you know, if I can help you, I will. And
I get a thrill talking and talking to somebody who's, they're creating a universe. I'm like, I'm
right.
listening. I mean, do I, and say, but you're going to steal it. Not me, not I.
Someone once said to me, oh,
one problem
aren't
I have
you...
new authors is they
uh-huh.
say to me, well, you're going to steal it. And I said, no, I'm not. Plus, if I write it, you know, I write my words, not yours.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, that's the point.
And I've had people who say to me, well, I can't let you read it. And I say, why not? And they say, well, you know, you'll take it. And I'll say, well, honestly, I have better things to do than take your work. I said, and I pray every day for someone to steal my work, because when I take them to court, you know, it's a payday for me. You know, I mean, if you really want to get to that point, I mean, you should be praying someone steals your work and you can prove it, because that's, you know, your payday in court. So,
exactly.
you know, they don't look at it. I would never think of suing anybody, but, you know, but that's why I protected myself. My character's trademarked and, you know, licensed, and so it's, you know,
plus
you protect yourself.
Plus you got a 6-foot Roger that goes with you.
Yes, I do. 6 foot six.
A 6-foot Roger that goes with you, you know, that's
yeah,
the
no
thing,
way.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a watchdog above you, you know.
It is. It is. And it's so funny because I've gone to places and we'll be sitting there and some little boy will say, that's not a dog. That's a person in there. And then the little girl in the front row will stand up and say, no, it's not. It's a dog. I thought, whoa. Calm down, children. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean, anybody even wanting to do it should just do it. You know, I think it's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Okay.
It's,
I'm going to
yeah.
ask this, and it sounds really silly. Mm. Any advice for the first-time writer, I don't care if it's children's or adult or whatever, any advice for them?
Any advice for
other
them?
Other than to sit the cushion, the chair, and write.
Well, my advice for anybody who's writing or doing anything creative is love what you're doing first. Because if you love what you're doing, you're going to follow through with it. You're going to get it out there. You're going to be so much happier to share it with the world. If you don't love what you're, if you're just doing it to do it to, like, check off a box, forget about it. You don't need that. You know, find another thing. Go do something else. But books are like people. They have a soul. So you're sharing a part of your soul when you share a book. And I think it's important that you love it. And if someone criticizes your work, it doesn't mean they don't – they're not the end all. You know, if you like it, do it. That's my advice. And get a good editor.
God, I agree with that. Get a good editor.
A really
not
good
one
editor.
That, oh, it's great. Yeah, okay. No.
Yeah, no. You want criticism. You want some of the – To edit your stuff, yeah. yeah.
I want an editor to tell me the truth. There are times
right.
editors are like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, okay. No, I'm good,
well,
but I'm not that, but I know that. I'm not that
well,
perfect yet.
Right, well, none of us are. We're all still work in progress, you know, obviously. And I don't want an editor who's just going to edit my punctuation, my words, and all. Yeah, I want them to, you know, tell me what they honestly think, and if they have a suggestion, give it to me. You know, we'll work on it. It's not,
what did
you know.
What do your kids think of your books?
They love them, of course. They love them. They remember them from childhood. And the reason they're written in rhyme is because I'm so terribly, terribly dyslexic. It was the only way I could remember them. So that's why they're in rhyme. Because as I'm driving down the highway in New Jersey, if it rhymed, I could remember it. And every day it got longer and longer and longer and longer, and they love them. And my grandson now gets in the Roger and goes to schools with me when I'm in New Jersey. So he loves being Roger. He's worn Roger to the airport to pick up other friends. And that's a real hoot. Everybody wants to go home with us.
Oh, yeah. What time are you inviting me?
The next, I gotta come up to Washington and see you. That's all there is to
you
it. I have a granddaughter up there.
It's D.C. area. Not D.C., D.C. area, because I'm in a place called Rockville, which is outside of D.C., but not that far outside of D.C.
Right.
Like,
my granddaughter lives
in
Perth.
In D.C.? Yeah, okay. Because if you say Rockville, they're going to go, what? Who?
Oh, right.
Where?
Yeah, no one knows. Yeah. It's like, you know.
Do you say, I live in D.C.? Oh, I know where you live. Yeah, you do. Because it's like, you live in D.C.? Yeah, I do.
Right.
Because if you tell them Rockville, they're going to go, where?
Yeah, I know.
It's
I wouldn't know where that is.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do.
We're near the train station. We're near the bus station. We're outside the airport. You know, the airport's like 20 minutes away.
Oh, that's
it's not
nice.
That, I mean... there are, you know, I've been to New York and California, and it's like traveling 2 hours to get to the airport. No, thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
I enjoy it too much.
Yeah.
We have about 8 minutes of the hour, and I want you to tell them where they can get all your lovely stuff, your links, your jinxes, all the toys. Where they can get your Roger Dodger T-shirt, you know.
Well, they get the Roger Dodger T-shirt.
Oh, and one other thing, please. I've just been asked this by Francesca. She asked, also, do you autograph? Okay.
Yes. Of course I do. And if you...
Hey, I only get these questions. I don't want to die, so I ask...
If they email me to janbritland@gmail.com, or they go to rogerdodgerdog.com, they can see the things I have. And if they email me at janbritland@gmail.com, I will get back to them and, you know, get them whatever they want.
By the way, she's nice. Don't mess with her. Okay. Okay. I'm just making sure. I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Remember, they're good Christmas gifts and Hanukkah gifts and birthday gifts and oh, I love the series, but you gotta enjoy them. Oh God, I'm getting too old. I enjoyed them. I don't want to say how long ago, but yeah.
You really liked the Doctor one.
Yes, I remember,
meeting Dr. Glee. And by the way,
somebody
the illustration...
Somebody said you should write Doctor Who and have Roger visit.
the Doctor one, the illustration, the Doctor in the book, is my husband. The illustration is
you're
him.
You're a lucky woman, you know.
Yes, I am very lucky.
But I will ask this, because this is from... Francesca again. Hiya, Franny. Okay, Marcia. Francesca. Okay, I don't want to mess with... I don't want to... I've got a computer screen up here I'm reading, and I've got a computer screen up here that's watching the board. Okay, I don't want to die. I'm trying to read two things at once. Have you thought of doing it in movie form?
Oh, I have two screenplays written. I should have mentioned that. I have two screenplays written also of the Roger Dodger, of him and how he how he comes to live in that beautiful home. And yeah, I have two screens. And he was adopted from the pound by Kelly Michaels, and she worked at the local newspaper, and it was her first job to go interview when the pound opened up. And she fell in love with Roger, and she brought him home. And the daisies in the garden were all worried because the last dog that lived there used to dig them up. So, you know, it's cute. And he goes and he sees a caterpillar, and she says she's Guinevere, and she's royalty. She's going to be a monarch soon. The ants are moving because the ground flooded. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, you got to love it. It's just... you got to love what you do, and I love what I do. So.
Oh, this is cute. Britt just asked me a very weird question, but I think you'd enjoy it. You ever thought of teaming up with Snoopy?
I have never thought of that.
It's more to Roger's question, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know that Roger would team up with Snoopy. I mean, I would love to, but I think... someone asked me once if that, or they said I should team up with, oh, gee whiz, now I'm going to forget what it was. Somebody the cow dog.
Oh, gee whiz, it's a comic book.
Yeah, right? And what is, oh, my gosh, I forgot the first name. The cow dog. It's a lot of things.
Hank the cow dog.
Hank, yes, Hank the cow dog. And I said, well, I would love to, but, you know, I don't know if the writer would be up for it. And it would be like Roger Goes to the Country. You know, but...
well, you can look it up and see if you can do it. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, well,
it would be
you never know. When I get done with all I'm doing here, maybe I'll check that one out. It all takes time.
Oh, I know that.
Know. I know. Everything takes time.
But to me, it's amazing because it's like you're doing, you know... I would love to see a Hank the Cow Dog, Roger Dodger book. That
right.
would be,
fun.
I mean, it'd be two universes. It's like Superman and Spider-Man in the same comic book, you know.
Yep. It would
I'd
be
get
fun.
The, I'd get a cheap thrill.
You what?
I said I'd get a cheap thrill. Superman and Spider-Man
oh,
in the
yeah.
same book.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'd be lucky. Give them your information again, where they can get you and how much your things are and all the rest.
Okay. RogerDodgerDog.com is the website. My email is JanBritland@gmail.com. And you can, of course, get the books on Amazon and or Barnes & Noble or, you know, some bookstores have them. That's it. I mean, just contact me that way. And if you want something or have a question, please feel free to email me.
Okay.
So,
according
yeah.
to, yeah, his name is Roger, too. When's the next book coming?
Well, right now I'm working on the chapter books, and they're at the editor. So it depends on the editor at this point. So we'll see how that goes, and hopefully by the end of the year. But,
okay.
Yeah. And
we have a minute left. If I
haven't
said thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
next
for having me.
Next week.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Next week, Paris Alton Bonds will be in the hot seat with me. And it's her first time. I promise I'll treat her gently.
That's cute. But thank you.
It's true. I don't bite much.
No, you're wonderful.
A little bleeding after the fact, but not before. So good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good night.